This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I gotta tell you, hospitals are under fire right now as hackers are finding them the, what's it called, the low-lying fruits of the trees. Well, apparently we have another hospital system packed, hacked called MedStar. And MedStar, I guess they operate out of, the Washington area. And Georgetown area, like Washington, D.C. area, Maryland, that kind of Washington area. They say modern medicine had to revert back to the 1960s-style charting, which is the charting I kind of like. They call it 1960s-style. Try the year 2000, okay, not back to 1960s, where the largest hospital chain, I guess, was crippled by a virus that shuttered its computers for patients and medical staff, shuttered, meaning I think it just paralyzed it. So the FBI said it's investigating this attack on MedStar Health, Inc. It forced record systems offline, prevented patients from booking appointments, and left staff unable to check email messages or even look up phone numbers. In fact, a lot of the staff people cannot play Candy Crush or go on their Facebook even. So this was just massive chaos. Nobody played solitaire for at least a period of a couple hours. The incident, they said, was the latest against U.S. medical providers, coming weeks after a California hospital had to pay that ransom fee using bitcoins. A law enforcement official declined to be identified because the person was not authorized to discuss the investigation, but they said the FBI was assessing whether a similar situation occurred at MedStar. They said, we can't do anything at all. There's only one system we use, and now it's just paper. That was according to MedStar employee who, like others, spoke on condition of anonymity. I could say the word now, anonymity. See, now that I work for Toro University, I need to be able to now pronounce, you know, big words, so I'm working on it. They said there were a few signs of the attack's effects easing late Monday, with one employee at Georgetown University Hospital saying systems were still down and saying some managers had to stay late and come in because of the disruptions. Oh, I bet. Company spokeswoman Ann Nichols said she couldn't say whether it was a ransomware attack. She said patient care was not affected and hospitals were using a paper backup system. Now, MedStar operates 10 hospitals in Maryland and Washington, including the Georgetown Hospital. It employs 30,000 staff, has 6,000 affiliated physicians. The medical director, Dr. Richard Alcorta, says he suspects it was a ransomware attack based on multiple ransomware attempts on individual hospitals in the state. He said he was unaware of any reasons or any ransoms that were actually paid by the Maryland hospitals. People view this as a form of terrorism and are attempting to extort money by attempting to infect them with this type of virus. And they do. They got them by the cojones with this. We're going to talk about this in a second. Let me just finish. Alcorta said his agency first learned of the problem at about 10:30 a.m. when the company's Good Samaritan Hospital in Baltimore called in a request to divert emergency medical service traffic from that facility. He said that was followed by a similar request from Union Memorial. Diversions were lifted as the hospital backup system started operating again. Can you imagine you being in an ambulance and you need to get to the hospital quickly and they have to divert you because somebody hacked into the computer system? I would be absolutely livid. And of course, the big question I would have is, why the heck can hospitals and medical doctors operate on paper? Why isn't a system like that still readily available? All right. So, anyway, they're talking about, okay, so I could now go on with my commentary. Okay. Here we go. I just closed my practice. I joined Toro University. I am now their Director of Communications and Community Outreach and Service-Based Learning. I know, it's a really good time. And I got an office. I'm like, hey, I'm so excited. I get to teach baby doctors how to be grown-up doctors. I'm so happy with the babies. Okay, I love it. Okay. Anyway, and I never officially went electronic. And I stalled. I stalled because I didn't trust the system. Two, when the computers go down, and our computers have gone down, you've heard me on my show, and the computers go down, I can't stop us from functioning. Okay? A person having chest pain, or a person bleeding, or a person in the middle of a gynecological exam really couldn't give a heart and doot if we're offline or not. Okay? I'm a doctor. I should still be able to practice medicine and still be able to take care of a patient. But it looks like what happened with this hospital is they had to divert emergencies, and I get that. Whenever your system is down, if you could send a patient to another hospital, why not? But are you kidding me? What happens if all of us get attacked by some cyber terroristic attack? We can't take care of people? I mean, who care? You know, why don't we have paper backup? I don't trust computers. I never have, and I never will. And I think it's ridiculous that we are now forcing medical providers to have all the information on a computer system that can at any time get hacked or erased. And there's all your medical information. Now, I understand the chart way wasn't ideal. I get that. I mean, charts could be destroyed. There could be a fire. Charts could be stolen. Trust me. You know, I love using my email as reminders because I lose, you know, personal little pieces of paper. Somebody gives me their phone number, a business contact. Okay, whoa, hold on there. Business contact gives me their phone number. If I write it down on a piece of paper, I'm going to lose it. So now what I do is I email it to myself so then I have a record of it and I can pull up the email. So I think a lot of us now are getting very, very comfortable and starting to get very used to using emails as our paper backup. But that's what they should be, as a paper backup. Don't get rid of paper, people. 1-877 Purple People Eater. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We do have some breaking news. Patty Duke, Oscar winner, sitcom star. She was known for her role playing Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker. And, of course, The Patty Duke Show, has unfortunately died at the age of 69, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In a statement by Anna Petty Duke, said, "This morning, our beloved wife, mother, matriarch, and the exquisite artist, humanitarian, and champion..." Oh, I'm sorry. Anna Patty Duke was her full name. According to a statement from the family, read, "This morning, our beloved wife, mother, matriarch, and the exquisite artist, humanitarian, and champion of mental health, quieted her pain and closed her eyes and ascended to a beautiful place. We celebrate the infinite love and compassion she shared through her work and throughout her life. What a gorgeous statement, and I'm sorry I messed that up. What is a beautiful, beautiful statement. Closed her eyes, quieted her pain, and ascended to a beautiful place. She performed in films, theater, TV, won Emmy Awards, I don't have any more information on what happened, but unfortunately she passed at age 69. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, many people are happy about this. New York's paperless prescription law has taken effect. So this week, doctors, dentists, and other healthcare professionals must electronically send prescriptions directly to pharmacies instead of giving paper scripts to patients. There are exceptions for emergencies and unusual circumstances, and thousands of prescribers have already asked for extensions of this rule. This is now one of the toughest electronic prescribing laws ever seen. Now, this just following us talking about hospitals getting hacked and medical records and patient care being held for ransom. Again, laws are pushing doctors to go as electronic as quickly as possible. And we'll talk about the pros and cons with that. They say the law aims to fight painkiller abuse by thwarting prescription slip forgery while reducing errors by eliminating sometimes hard-to-read handwriting. They say what's known as e-prescribing has grown nationwide in recent years. Many patients, doctors, and pharmacists find it time-saving and helpful. They say New York medical leaders have expressed qualms about requiring e-prescribing in almost all situations and about the law's penalties. Guess what? Penalty for not sending prescriptions electronically include fines, loss of license, or even jail. Jail time for not sending your prescriptions electronically. Now, me, having the worst handwriting in the whole entire world, I'm sure my former patients are probably reading this going, woohoo, it's about time Dr. Dahlia's handwriting stunk. And I have to admit, pharmacists, I mean, years ago, they could read any doctor's handwriting. Your pharmacist was on top of it. And also there weren't a lot of drugs. So if you wrote a drug with a P and it ended in an N, most likely it was a penicillin. Okay, now that you have, like for example, all right, Levitra, Lipitor, Levaquin, Luvox. If you write that in your haphazard handwriting, and the pharmacist can't understand it, you could be given a cholesterol medication instead of an antibiotic, or an erectile dysfunction drug instead of your cholesterol medication. So, I mean, it is a serious problem. People's handwriting stinks. And penmanship isn't becoming a requisite in a lot of schools. You know, I remember penmanship was a whole course and a whole grade. I failed penmanship left and right as a kid. I just couldn't write. I couldn't stay between the lines. But nowadays, kids are on computers. My kids, even though I don't think they're typing the way I learned how to type in the 80s, you know, where you had your hands in, proper positioning, you know, they seem to hunt and peck, but they end up, the kids learn how to type. My kids know how to type, I mean, pretty astutely. Their handwriting, so penmanship isn't urged. So it's starting to become a lost art, writing things down. Everything now is texted or tweeted or typed out. So I get that. I get how prescriptions for clarity need to be electronically sent and submitted. However, every move away from paper starts making me very nervous. Okay? The bad guys are sitting there watching us, and they're sitting there from afar going, hey guys, all right, look at how chaotic a hospital can be just by hacking into their system. I mean, look at that. So I'm sure the bad guys are sitting there looking at We're so vulnerable. So now your prescriptions for penicillin or for antidepressants or for sleeping medications or for diet pills or for Xanax or for pain pills, even though it's not private, because even if it's on paper, it has to go into the system and insurance has to pay for it, all that data could be lost at any time if somebody knows how to affect and get to the storage. How many of us have lost a computer and thought that it was backed up and it wasn't? It's happened to me. I remember there was one company that was advertising on the radio all the time, and I don't want to say the name. So we got a plan with them, and all of a sudden something happened to our computer, and we lost even the backup, and they couldn't do jack diddly squat. Are you kidding me? And that was all the billing records. Luckily, we didn't have the patient medical information. It was just the billing records that got a portion got lost. And we had to re-input every single visit. We had to re-input every single copay, everybody. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Speaking of hacking, I guess the FBI. The legal issue, I guess, is over because the FBI has hacked and was able to get the information extracted from Apple that they need. A federal judge asked Apple to help the FBI unlock an iPhone belonging to Syed Farouk. Now, he was responsible for the Christmas party shooting in San Bernardino in December, in which 14 people died. The judge asked Apple to provide reasonable technical assistance to the U.S. authorities, which would require the technology giant to overhaul the system that disables the phone after 10 unsuccessful password attempts. Once this feature kicks in, all the data on the phone is inaccessible. Apple, though, declined to help the FBI, which I thought was pretty damn uncool. We are being attacked. We are at war. All right? I know everybody, you know, likes to call it peacetime, and they think what happened in Brussels is across the pond, so we're fine. In essence, we are at war. People are constantly trying to attack us and kill us. Okay? This is war. Okay? All right? So I had a problem with Apple saying, nope, sorry. At the time, Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook called the order chilling and said it would require writing new software that would be a master key capable of opening hundreds of millions of locks. Cook's argument was that if the FBI could access this iPhone, nothing would stop them from doing it to many others. Okay? Again, my issue with this was, guys, come on. All right, nothing is private on your phone. All right, this sense of privacy that Apple is giving you is a facade, okay? People can look at what you're posting. People can see your messages. People know when you're accessing porn, okay? I mean, there's nothing secret or quiet. There was, I guess, a recent FBI investigation of somebody looking at child porn. Okay, no computer is completely foolproof. So this facade, that's why I got mad at Apple. I'm torn on this, okay? I don't like the government looking at our private stuff. Okay, I like us having privacy. I want to know that we aren't being watched by our own government. I want to know that, you know, if I send a text to my husband and I'm mad at him, nobody finds out about it. And I don't look like a witch to everybody, okay? So I like the idea of having privacy, and I don't want the government in my business. The government already is too much in my business. However, if you have a product that, I mean, already doesn't guarantee 100% safety anyway, and now we have Americans being killed on our soil, and you're going to maintain the facade that it's a code that has to be cracked and everybody's iPhone is a sanctuary. I mean, stop it already. So I guess the FBI was able to hack it. Didn't seem to take that long. And now hopefully they can do their work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DVB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of you guys are online dating, and all the power to you. I'm glad you guys are having fun. I'm glad you're out there. It's something that I am not very experienced with because my husband and I met years ago when I was in college. I dated his friends finally, when I dated everybody, nobody wanted to marry me. And he was in the same boat going, you know what? I think, you know, I got to now bring home a good girl for my mama. He marries me in 1996. So that was just as the internet was starting. So we never had to online date. It was kind of nice. I'm very intimidated by online dating because I'm not very photogenic. Okay. My best attributes I can't show online. Now I've learned how to manipulate, okay, pictures and Photoshop and how to angle, you know, things so you can't see a double chin. I've learned how to, get upper lip waxes. But for the most part, my personality is what was always my strong point in dating, okay? Well, I guess now they say if you are using online dating apps or speed dating, you might want to follow the lead of a lot of the animals in the animal kingdom by your posturing. Peacocks will, like, fan their feathers, according to CNN. Chimpanzees will flaunt their limbs to assert their dominance and attract mates. Shaky Boo, my cat, when he's in the mood, he starts to strut his stuff, and he kind of, you know, fans out his mane a little bit, so he looks all bigger and lion-like, and I'm like, really, Shaky Boo? You're just a little baby boy, really? But he gets lucky a lot, because Sashi puts out, and Sashi and I really need to have a talk. I need to get her some underwear, because she is just really conducting herself inappropriately, and I don't raise girls like that, and she's the biggest hoochie mama I've ever seen. So, animals do it. Okay, so what about humans? They say previous studies have shown that nonverbal cues, such as a smile or a nod of the head, garner interest from potential romantic partners. I'm always smiling. Problem is my smile is kind of a googly-eyed tongue hanging out of my mouth smile. I'm like, ah, yeah, that's my smile. So it's not a very good-looking, sexy smile. They say the gestures have what scientists call positive signal value. There's nothing positive about my signals, meaning they create the impression that you are warm and friendly, someone others want you to be around. Maybe that, I mean, here's the thing. I didn't get a lot of boyfriends. I didn't have a lot of boyfriends growing up. Big shocker there. But I gotta be honest about why. People would want to date me. And I would, go on the date. And when the subject came up, you know, about sex and that kind of thing, I was religious. I was like, no, I want to wait. And so a guy never really lasted more than a date or two because I didn't want to, you know, put out. And another reason why it took my husband a whole decade to come back around to me. and so I never had long-lasting relationships because I didn't get involved in that manner. And I'm glad I didn't. I really am. I'm glad. Unfortunately, I have a lot of inexperience in the whole dating scene and sex scene. So, you know, when you guys tell me about certain positions and stuff, I have no idea what the heck those are. So, don't ask me. Okay. That's why this isn't a sex show. I don't talk about sex a lot because I don't really know what I'm talking about when it comes to that. I gotta tell you, I looked approachable. Alright, you know, a lot of my friends, they had witch face, where you wouldn't go up to them because they look like they would look at you and go, no, no way, out of here, get out of here. Yeah, me, I'm like, hi, what's up? You're gonna buy me a drink, really? But that's gonna cost you money. You're just gonna buy me a drink for no reason at all? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I had the kind of naive, duh. I told you I got asked out in the middle of class once because we were in physics and we were talking about, light speed and how nothing is faster than the speed of light. And I raised my hand and I go, but what about warp speed? Warp speed's faster. So it moves faster than light. And the teacher just kind of stopped and the guy in front of me goes, warp speed's imaginary or fake. I go, no, it's not. I mean, he goes, no, it's not real. Warp speed never was real. Do you want to go out Saturday? So, So I got asked out a lot. It didn't pan into much. Okay, so let's go back to here. Okay, so here they go. They go, but modern courtship, they say, rarely lasts long enough to form an impression based on meaningful real-life interactions. Yeah, see, that's what I was going for, okay? The sex couldn't be at all a topic because you had to really get to know me, like deep, 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 meaningful connection with me. And nobody wanted to get really deep and meaningful with me. You know, my husband, I love him to death. We've been married almost 20 years. He doesn't want to have a deep, deep, deep connection with me. No, he doesn't want me to read his thoughts. He doesn't want me to read his mind. I mean, sometimes he does. You know, like when he's mad about something, he tries to do these little cues, and I purposely pretend like I have no idea what the hell he's trying to convey just to get him more mad, you know? But, I mean, really, if I ask my husband, do you want to have a deep conversation? No. He doesn't like talking about deep stuff. You know, like I talk to him about the afterlife. You know, I try to talk to him about, I don't know. He doesn't like to talk about, so, I mean, you know, I don't think guys want deep deep, deep. And again, I'm not a man, but as a woman, you know, with my limited amount of experience, my guess is men want a partner. It's not their first choice to have a partner because everybody tells them that after you get married, you know, you don't have sex anyway, so why get married? But I think men, a lot of men, if they had the choice, they wouldn't do this settling down. They wouldn't do this meaningful thing. They wouldn't. And I tell you why. Okay. One thing that I had with my husband is I ticked off the mother-in-law pretty early on into the relationship. And I was just being me. And apparently being me really didn't satisfy the checklist that my mother-in-law had for a daughter-in-law. Now, my mother-in-law, lovely woman, lot of love, may she rest in peace, but I always assume that, okay, the mother-in-law bees, you know, she just be, she just is, and you just avoid her, you know, as often as you can so you don't get in trouble. Well, when I started to get in trouble and I started to do things that made her mad and then had her call my husband and he got mad or whatever, I realized, look, avoidance is the best thing. If I avoid the mother-in-law, then there's no problems. Then there's no problems. But the fact of avoiding got me in trouble too. I think a lot of guys feel that way with women. Okay, the less deep, deep conversations, the less conversations, period, you have with your woman, the less you get in trouble. If my husband says something, if I go, you know, so what do you think of me in this dress? If he says something that he doesn't like it or whatever, I remember that and that comes back to haunt him. Okay, but he doesn't want to lie either because he gets in trouble for lying. So he would just rather not have that conversation. If you asked any man, would they like to have deep, meaningful conversations with women, they probably would say no. And it's not just because we stereotype guys as it's because all they want is sex. It's not. It's not that all they want is sex. They want to enjoy life and not have multiple consequences because they already are dealing with consequences through their job, through a whole variety of things that they have. Okay? See, for me, I got nothing to lose getting into a deep conversation with my husband because I'm always going to win it. Okay, we women know how to win arguments. We know how to win fights. We got nothing to lose. We'll always be a winner. But guys don't. They lose when it comes to arguing with a woman. So why even go there? And that is the essence of that's the crux of any relationship, posture or no posture. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TALK-SALLY.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a deadly drug combination might be tied to 5 deaths in the Sacramento area, Sacramento in Northern California. They say officials believe that fentanyl, now, fentanyl is a synthetic opiate and a very, very strong one. They got fentanyl patches. They got fentanyl lollipops. They got a whole variety of fentanyl products these days. Very, very strong. And we use it for people that need severe pain control. They think it's being laced into Norco pills. Now, Norco is what has taken over Lortab. Okay, in my neck of the woods, you can't get Lortab anywhere. Lortab is hydrocodone, a pain medication, as well as acetaminophen or Tylenol. Well, it's not called Norco anymore. It's called, it's not called Lortab anymore. It's called Norco. So they think at least 5 deaths could be a result of Norco being laced with fentanyl, and 20 have been tied to the contamination medication since Wednesday. Health officials say if you aren't getting Norco from a legitimate source, then you are playing Russian roulette with your life. They say the big mystery is whether this is coming from one dealer or multiple dealers. So now NARC's unit are on the case on this one. They say the fast-acting and potentially lethal pill combination of Sacramento County Health Department officials issuing a stern warning to the public. People need to be aware that this is out there, and some of the Norco that is being sold on the street is being contaminated, very dangerous, and can cause an easily an overdose. Fentanyl, they say, plus the Norco, is hundreds of times stronger than heroin. Now, what I'm wondering is if people aren't taking this accidentally, but they're doing it on purpose. I can't tell you how many of my previous patients, and I'm saying previous because I recently got a job at Touro University. I've been appointed their director of communications as well as assistant professor. Day is happy, get to teach little baby doctors. Day, so happy. So I'm doing that, so I closed my practice. And we've talked about that, and we'll talk about it again at greater lengths. But I had many people go, I want fentanyl. I want fentanyl. And I go, really? That's some strong stuff. They go, yeah, Norco and everything else doesn't work on me. I'm like, are you kidding me? I go, I don't write fentanyl. You got to go to a pain management doctor for that. That's beyond what I write. And yeah, there's internists and family docs out there who write it, but I never did. I've never written one fentanyl prescription that I could think of because it's just beyond my scope of pain management. I as a family doctor, I don't like writing medicines like that. So my guess is this might not be a accidental thing, but people find it more attractive. Not only is this Norco, because after a while, Norco doesn't touch you. You know, you take these pain pills, and after a while, you really don't, I mean, when you take pain medicine on a daily basis, you won't feel much from Norco, because your mu receptors are already used to it. So my guess is people are already beyond that, and they need something that's stepped up. So now there's a product out there, Norco laced with fentanyl. The problem is you don't mix the two, because now you have a combination that is very, very lethal. So they say there's been a steady stream of calls from poison control that started last week. The count we have is 15 people have been treated in hospitals. We have been notified about 5 deaths associated with overdoses. First responders have seen an uptick in calls. Also, they use naloxone, which is to reduce drug overdose. When I was an ER doc, we used naloxone to reduce people who were overdosed on their narcotics. Once we administer it, it can work as quickly as seconds, all the way up to about 2 minutes, very quickly, very quick acting. And then also we make sure that we watch your breathing. Again, a narcotic overdose causes you to stop breathing. So that's why we're kind of on top of your respiratory system and your heart while you're undergoing a reversal of your narcotic overdose. If you're overdose at home, you die from losing your respiration. They say health officials know having access to that life-saving medication in time isn't always possible, which is why they work with police, hospitals, fire departments to find the source of the pills. It's very important that people do not take pills from strangers, do not buy pills that are not prescribed to them, and that they need to be careful of the source of the medication they are taking. This isn't going to be the first time you hear something like this. Black market narcotics is going to be on the rise. Now that it's getting more and more difficult to obtain prescription medications, people are going to be forced to find medications in other ways. So this is no shock. And I find it very, very scary. And I'm not sure what the answer is. You also have people that are addicted to it. And withdrawing from a narcotic addiction is extremely scary. You know, people look at people who are alcoholics and they call them names. They call them, you know, oh, well, you're, you know, a wussy, you're this, that. You don't understand what it's like to withdraw from alcohol. I've never withdrawn from alcohol, so I can't officially understand either. But I empathize with my patients who tell me, look, you think you're going to die. When you withdraw from alcohol or when you withdraw from a narcotic, you feel like you're going to die. It is not an easy, and with alcohol, you can die. With benzodiazepines, you can. You could seize. So, you know, we need to have better rehab. We need to have more options for people to get treated, cheaper ways to do it, ways where they don't lose their job, where they could still go back to work after they go through rehab. I had a patient who was an alcoholic who I recommended rehab, didn't want to do it, recommended AA. She didn't want to do it. Again, she was afraid she'd lose her job. She couldn't take off work. She's like, you know what? I'll go through rehab. I'll do all this. Maybe next month because I'm going to get a little bit of time off. And I'm like, you could be in rehab for weeks. No. I can't do it. I don't have time to take off work. Okay. We need to figure out how to, make a system so that we can get people the help they need. You know, this is interesting. Fox News has a report. They say the drug Americans fear most is a legal one. And they say the second deadliest drug is tobacco. It kills 88,000 people a year. But the drug that Americans are most concerned with is alcohol, according to the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research at the University of Chicago. They surveyed 1,000 adults in February, and 36% of those surveyed say booze is an extremely serious or very serious problem in their community, while another 40% say it's a moderately serious issue. Prescription painkillers come in next, and combined with alcohol. Then you have cocaine, meth, heroin, marijuana. With marijuana, 26% of respondents cite marijuana as a very or extremely serious problem. 61% of those surveyed saying they're in favor of some sort of legalization. Only 7% were in favor of legalizing drugs like heroin or cocaine. Are you kidding me? You want heroin or cocaine legalized? Are you kidding me? Anyway, so 7% said that. I wonder who. And then 70% of the U.S. needs to do more to improve not only treatment, but access to treatment programs. Oh, thank you. That's what I said. They're going to lock somebody up for using is not going to solve anything. They're going to rebel, according to a former, quote-unquote, crack addict that told the AP. But dealers, in my eyes, they should be locked up. Absolutely. I mean, there's no excuse for drug dealing. That is, I mean, hands down, them feeding this and preying on the lives of innocent, you know, victims who, you know, get addicted to their drugs. And you know, it's very easy to force somebody to become addicted. You know, people say, well, I got involved with some friends or I got involved with a boss and they, you know, it's a few uses is enough to get you addicted. And there's been even reports that one use is enough. So we need to get our act together as a country. We really do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.